gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. Underground Gospel Radio.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo.
Hello.
We are in the building.
Yeah. Lots of love for the big win.
Lots of love. Excuse me. I gotta go. Excuse me. How's everybody doing?
Oh, wow, man. Great. Pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Today is a great day today.
Yes.
I can't really hear everybody.
You can't?
No.
What? Okay. It is loud.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
You can't hear nothing.
I sound faint. And so
maybe,
y'all.
Maybe you pull your mic a little bit lower.
No, it's her ears.
It's her ears.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, if you stop crunching on that food, you'll probably bust the eardrum.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so we'll work on that.
Can you hear
okay.
me?
So,
what about now?
It's just, y'all sound far away.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, wow. I don't sound actually.
I sound. Everything is like up close.
He might have makeup on the side of that thing.
But yeah, so we are back in the underground with a new topic.
Yeah.
With a new, listen.
Nah, don't rub me now.
We in a new studio setting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, this is so amazing.
Yeah.
We still got some ways to go, but we are definitely amped and excited about this new transition.
Gotta put some couches in here for guests. Because it's perfect.
That's actually really good.
And it'd be nice to put speakers so you can hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
I ain't got none. Just in case you want to ask.
I got a lot of ideas.
I thought about my dad. Sure, got a lot of ideas.
But yes, we are back in the underground with a new topic. I'm so excited about this topic because of the simple fact, man, listen, we are in the season of resurrection.
Yeah.
So listen, we have some good things to look forward to right now. So let everybody know that we are back in the underground. Woo-hoo! And we are here. I'm telling you, let your brothers, your sisters, your daddy, I don't care. Let them all know we are back in the underground.
Let them know.
All right. So listen, let's keep this thing rolling. We're going to keep it going. I'm your boy, Sevelis the Artist. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew. I'm your cousin, but I ain't your daddy.
And I'm your boy, Big Win, your ultimate entertainer. Sometimes you might need to turn this mic off.
And I'm the one and only T-Run. Let's evolve.
Let's evolve.
And I am the Shanice with Spiritual Oxygen.
Yay.
And it's your boy, Mario, the Silent Assassin.
Yes. And we already know Jesus is
outside.
Where the word of God is going up and it's coming down
in the underground.
So listen, without further ado, we are definitely, listen, somebody help Tilt with that phone.
Well, number one, you can't put that on that because you got that backdrop on your phone. It's so huge. That needs to be on your house thing where your switch is. That's one of those covers.
Big Win.
I'm sorry.
Don't blow my direction today.
I'm sorry. You heard it. Don't blow for me. Okay. There we go. Now it fits. You see why it fits? Yeah. Okay. I'm just being your friend.
You are my friend.
Oh, my gosh. So listen. The topic we are going forward with this topic. I'm so excited about this topic because I love talking about this particular subject. I've done many sermons on this topic.
Now.
And So
I'm finna preach. I got my hair combed back.
I got my Bible. I'm gonna just sit here and listen to this.
Whenever I got my hair combed back, slipped at the hairline.
With that one
gray hair. And wonder where that one came from.
I actually see a half of one.
Well,
so one and a half.
Well, that represents how short you are. But go ahead. Go ahead, preach.
Whatever.
So listen, so the topic for this week is resurrection versus revival. Mm-hmm. Resurrection versus revival. And we're going to be coming from the scriptures, 1 Peter 1 through 13, Galatians 5, 24 through 26. And definitely, we might not break down all the scriptures, that's just pretty much our foundation scripture on what we're talking about today. So that's dealing with the crucifixion of Christ and also crucifixion, aka crucifixion of our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and we always know that the representation of Christ and dying on the cross represents our flesh and killing our flesh. So we're definitely going to be dealing with that. And I wanted to start off with the Galatians 5:24-26. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. And I believe that is very important for this day and time.
Absolutely.
And this hour, this moment, and what we're going through in each season, in every season, that a lot of us are really trying to stay grounded in Christ. You know, a lot of times we are led by so many different things. We're focused on beating the flesh, but their spirits are still roaming. The spirits are still out there. The spirits are still willing to attack.
Right.
You know, because we want to keep in mind that, you know, beating the flesh is good. We definitely have to make sure I'm not looking this way. To this man here.
Please
but don't. Making sure our flesh is in subjection.
That's right.
We have to make sure we keep in mind that the spirit is still lurking. The
That's
spirit
right.
is still lurking, right?
That's
always lurking.
So listen, let me break it down.
Seeking.
So resurrection. I'm not with you, man. You is not finna do this.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Resurrection is usually someone being literally brought back to life from death.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Revival has a few meanings. Literally, it can mean when someone is brought back to life or back to consciousness.
That's one.
Revival has a few meanings. It can mean when someone is brought back to life or back to consciousness. So that's one thing that we miss right there, because when we're brought back to life, it doesn't mean that we're brought back to consciousness.
That's right.
You know, conscience in your surroundings, consciousness in knowing. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, however, revival is usually used figuratively to mean when strengthening of something or a renewed popularity of something.
Well,
yes.
So I want to oppose this. I was talking to T. Rudd earlier, and doing this whole study and bringing about this whole topic, it really blessed me because of the simple fact that a lot of times when we use resurrection and we use revive. Resurrection is bringing back something new, coming back to something new.
Yeah.
Not the old way,
right.
But when
we're made new. Yes.
So revival is starving, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You starve. You understand? So it's crucified versus starve. When we starve our flesh, it doesn't. When we start to feed that thing again, you come back the same way. You come back. So a lot of times when starving takes place, you know, we always, you want to starve that thing. You want to starve that thing.
It
suppresses
yeah.
it. Doesn't mean that it's gone.
There you go.
Right.
Doesn't mean that it's faded out. Doesn't mean what it does is that you keep it under subjection when you starve it.
Yes.
You
yeah.
understand? But how about crucifying it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And see, you know what? That's what happens really when you go into this fasting thing.
Yes.
You're supposed to be crucifying, but what we do is suppress it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why when we get off the fast, we go right back eating
to
all
everything.
The,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Back to the
that's
same
good.
Behavior that
yes.
we had before.
Yes.
Yeah. So and that's to me, that's good stuff, man.
That's good stuff.
Yes.
So we have to keep in mind, even in fasting, because I know this is a season of a lot of people fasting.
Right.
So it's more so of the lack of understanding when fasting. All we're doing is starving it. We're not crucifying it.
That's
we're
it.
Starving those desires. We're
right.
starving those acts. We're starving that mindset. We're starving it, but we're not crucifying it. Where we come back in a renewed mindset, we come back renewed, we come back reborn, we come back with something other than who we were.
Right. And see, the sacrifice of us fasting, the awesome thing about it, it reveals us that what we can do.
Yes.
We're
yes.
capable
right.
of doing it. But if we're not crucifying and fasting at the same time,
come
then therefore,
on.
We're just suppressing something.
That's yes.
It. That's it.
Yes.
Or discipline our flesh for something that's only time consuming, like for 21 days or for a 30-day fast. Mm-hmm. It's just time for the time.
Yeah.
However, that's just a discipline act.
Yeah.
But the crucifixion is a permanent
thing. It's a permanent thing. Wow.
Said,
yes.
crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live yet, but Christ liveth in me.
Yes. Ooh, come on, preach.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I mean, I just
got the Bible. Okay.
Yes, T-Rod.
I'm just saying that's biblical.
But what you just said is very true. It's the mindset.
It's the mind.
It's the mindset. Because like I said, I know when I did it for 7 days, you know, it was like when I came off, it's like I don't desire some of the things that I wanted before. Because you understand the harm that it does naturally and spiritually. You have to understand what some things do to your body and your mind. And that's why, like I told someone this morning, that's why the church is stuck where it is. Mm-hmm. Because we're not disciplined enough in our mindset. It's not so much what we eat. It's more so what we see in our minds and different things of that nature that we need to get rid of. Right. We can turn down the plate all day long, but can you turn down other things?
Yes.
That's what I tell people is when you're fasting, it ain't so much the plate. You can go.
Come on.
You,
come
when you at
on,
work and you don't have a chance to eat, you can go all day without eating. You
broke,
can do that. But if it's your mindset, exactly, that's true.
Yeah, it's
your mindset.
That
but it's things
that
you
had a
do.
Steak in a month. That's you couldn't afford a steak for a month. You was a little short. That wasn't a sacrifice.
No,
that was an issue.
That was
I personally don't fast. I call it. I have to stop certain things. Because fasting taught me, I remember the first time I did a fast, and we fast sugar. It taught me that I can do.
Right.
Now, all you're doing is proving to Wendell what Wendell can do.
Right.
I need to prove to Wendell through the Spirit what the Wendell can do to be a better Christian. So I needed a fast that would do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you
okay.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, that's like truth or dare.
Mm-hmm.
A fast to some people is a dare.
Right.
Yeah. I dare you not to eat sugar for 20 days.
Yeah.
And then at the end, how is it still going to make me feel about Christ? No, it made me feel like I won the dare.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So some people's fast is a dare.
Yeah.
So when you make a whole church, and I'm just going to say this, and this is not from the underground, this is just from Wendell. When a pastor sits up and say, we're going to do a community fast, and everyone agrees, you agreeing with the pastor. God didn't ask you to do that. And when you fast in a community fast and you agree to do it, you're being obedient to your church family and your pastor. It's things that God asked you to set aside.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really going to read 1 Peter.
So I agree with that. So would you say that when you do fast or whatever you call it, it's a mindset.
It's your mindset.
Yeah.
And also, none of you would ever know I fasted.
Right.
Well, and the Bible says we're not supposed to announce
until it's over. Like, you know, that's what I said.
In a testimony. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really get your perspective of it.
Yeah.
I actually really get that.
It's different, but it's true.
It's true because you really
who are you going to make sure don't know that you ate sugar during the church fast? Your church members, your pastor.
And you know what? I get that because I'm not one to follow by, you know, church rules per se, but by the rules of, you know, more so of where God would have me go or have me to do.
Right.
You know, now church per se, like you said, the pastor could say, hey, let's.
As a church.
Yeah. A corporate.
If I believe that God wants me to be a part of making sure our in corporate church, our body, our membership, if I too have a love for my fellow members and that we all want to be better, and if I think we all are doing it, I'm going to join in.
Right.
Okay,
but put it in that perspective,
Now you're knocking at my door. Go ahead.
Yeah. But if the pastor say it and he going to say it's going to do this for you, now God tells me that.
Right.
And there's leadership.
Yeah.
There's leadership and there's guidance.
And
then there's following and discipleship.
Come on, brother. Say that one more time.
There's leadership and guidance. That's what the pastor's job is. He's a hired shepherd.
Yes.
But
I just had to surrender.
Yes.
But when God tells me, it don't matter what the pastor said, and you all will never know, and I will know. God will also tell me my reward.
because he is so to the point where if he tells you in a whisper, give up this, and I shall. I'm not telling none of y'all because I have that same spirit like everybody else. Ooh, I got mine. I bet you I ain't got yours. Mm-hmm. When God tells me, I'm going to set it down. And and you're going to wonder, what's going on with Wendell?
Yeah.
And then you know what? I know from personal experience with God, when he does tell me, sometimes he don't tell me why. He's just seeking for my obedience. Mm-hmm. And then after I've done it, then he's like, that's what my reward was. But he doesn't tell me in the beginning.
Yeah, I don't need him to.
If he tells me, to be obedient.
Right.
And the way God will tell you sometimes, he might not even tell you that it's a fast. He'll take the desire from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know why. He'll take the taste. Yes. He'll take the feel. Yes. He'll take all of it. He will numb.
Will he?
Yeah.
Yes, he will.
Uh-oh. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Okay.
See, I got all in this shit.
Okay. Jumped out quick.
That was good though, Wynn.
But sometimes people got to be careful because I've known people that got sick. But be dedicated to your church and the fast. I don't down anyone.
But
be mindful that the vision from the pastor, in my opinion, should be for the betterment of that congregation,
flock.
Let's all walk east. As your shepherd, let's all walk east. And as we walk east, let's not do so and so and such and such but certain amount of day so that we can get there and praise God
together.
A certain way together.
Yeah.
Now, I'm for that. Kind of like if y'all said, let's all, because we're going to record on such and such a day, wear a white shirt with blue polka dots. I don't own none, but because I want to be a part, I'm going to go buy one.
If you tell me
because of that, it's going to make me be more prosperous, I'm not going to buy it.
But see, what you just said,
your message changed.
What you just said, it hit the church because a lot of people, even when it comes to fasting, you just said, when we walk together.
Yes. Yeah. If we walking together, if I'm in that ministry and we walk
like
together,
you just said,
I'm going to do just like y'all do.
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to do, but you find a lot of sheep that's under a shepherd that ain't listening.
Come on, and
that's dead in sleep while sitting in church,
right?
Or whatever. And like I said, I'm not saying naturally, but spiritually, they're dead in sleep because a lot of people, you can go on this fast for 7 days or 21 days, but you're doing it to say you did it instead of really saying, God, I'm turning this down before you because I need something,
right?
Because
I
need for us to walk together. I need for unity to be together. But you find a lot of people go on these fasts. Mm-hmm. Lord knows because I've seen it in my church that I've seen people to do it. Oh, but you know, I'm doing this and I'm trying real hard.
Yeah,
no,
if you make it sound like a sacrifice.
Exactly. Yeah. It's what your mind want to do. Yeah. It's a mindset thing. And if you want to grow spiritually, you'll do what it takes to get there.
Yeah, but you know, the same ones will give up so and so and such, but if the pastor say, we need $20, they'd be like, oh, he asked for money. Mm-hmm. Now, make up your mind if that shepherd a shepherd. And if you a sheep, a sheep.
Yep.
Now, you know, choose ye.
This day.
Now, how are you going to do this? Now, again, I'm not downing pastor to say we're going to do the Daniel fast.
Right.
That is a pastor or a leader that has decided that we are going the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
So let's all do this to get to the right direction.
Listen. See, you.
Yeah, I totally agree with that because I see it from that perspective, and you know, and I think I need to hear
Mario because that spirit running. You ain't letting that slide. You gonna say something?
Because when you said that, you know, I said it this morning. You know, we are so caught up. We're going to be honest. Church is so caught up on these 21 days or these Daniel fasts, but you ain't getting nowhere.
You
ain't reaching nobody no more because that's what they did back then. What are we doing now?
What are we doing now?
That needs to be reached because I told him this morning, I said, you know what? I understand. I appreciate the old ones.
Yeah.
Because they met you at the altar.
Absolutely.
And that's what worked for me. But that ain't working for this new generation. What are we doing now to reach them?
Right.
We can't do the same thing that we did because that's not reaching them. That's why they ain't in the church because we ain't researching and doing what it takes to reach them.
And the same churches that had all these huge fasts don't get new members.
Don't get nobody.
They don't get
turnaround.
You
don't see no growth in there.
They don't see growth.
It's no growth in there.
Because,
Right.
If you clean your refrigerator.
Come on.
You could be happy with it empty.
Refrigerator is something that houses substance. Go ahead.
Come on. Be with me. You with me on this right here. It, won't bother you that you had to clean it out.
Nope.
Because eventually you're going to fill it back up with what you need. Because what you just took out was what you wanted before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And now you have no desire for it.
Yes.
If I fast, whatever I fast, God don't want me to pick it back up again.
But see, but
that's why I can't tell you.
That's the crucifixion. Hello. That's the crucifixion that we're talking about.
That's why he was at Golgotha. What does that mean?
See, listen.
That's a spot where everything dead must go. So if you're going to crucify something, take it somewhere where the dead is. Now, unless y'all are the type people that when you hungry and you want spiritual advice, you go to a cemetery. You don't go where the dead is.
Come on, man.
You take things where the dead is.
That's right. That's going to stay there.
You crucify yourself.
Yes.
You crucify that which you are fasting. It might not be that particular thing, like, oh, I'm red meat or whatever. But while you're fasting, what did you put in place of it? Especially time.
Yes.
What are you? I cleaned out the refrigerator for 21 days.
Yes.
Now, later, I prove that I can clean it out.
Yeah.
But what am I going to put back in it?
Yes.
And how soon?
That's right. Where we are. That's exactly where we
how
are
soon?
Because
what
crucifying. Exactly. Exactly.
See, I was waiting for him to get there.
I thought that's what you were going with, when you kept saying
with the church.
My thing is, we look at crucifixion and we look at revive. And my thing is, I looked at it first time because I don't normally, I just go off the dome. Like, I don't never really study. But when he sent it to me, I started looking at it. And I'm like, okay. When I looked at it, I'm like, renew. Store and all of those things. So I'm like, I prefer a revival than to be, that's what I'm thinking. But then when he broke it down, I had to understand. You need to kill some things.
Before you kill something, you got to take it to a place.
You got to take it to a place.
Go Golgotha. Now take your issues to go. Take it to the dead place. Now when you in the hospital. And everything about you, and you die. They check your vitals.
They check everything that says
that you're alive. But right before they give you that power, they make sure nobody else is touching you.
That bring it in.
Just for you. So a lot of churches need to yell, clip. Because a lot of people are not getting revived because they're being touched by the wrong people.
Wow.
And in the first place, whatever illness they had is not at the cemetery yet.
And you know what? Thinking of medical, from a nursing field, when we gave blood, it was a time that we had to give that blood. That blood expires.
Yes.
So it dies before it reaches life. It's supposed to expire.
Right. And once you refrigerate the blood, once you come out and it gets to room temperature, and after that, it has to get to its place.
It has to.
I know a blood.
Listen.
Come on in here.
Listen, don't
you put me in the new house and act like I gotta act old.
I know that's right.
But when you was talking about that, I did this right here. It says a brain can be dead for 3 minutes.
Come on.
And skin.
Oh, my.
Has 8 to 12 hours.
Shut up.
Come on, sir.
But listen, you start discoloration after 20 to 30 minutes.
Pigmented. Come on.
But when you deal with a God like ours, he can do all of it. Well, I think I read one and said a woman was there for 17 hours. She was there for 17 hours and he gave her life. But that's the thing about it is we get so caught up on what's dead. Instead of realizing who still lives.
Don't get caught up on what's dead.
Yes, sir.
Think about what's living.
And don't be afraid to kill within you.
That's right.
So you can live better.
And this is the topic that, and it's going in that direction.
People are afraid to get into this topic.
Exactly, yes. They are.
Because of accountability.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
see,
man.
See, if some of y'all stop going and tell people, to next month I'm closing on my house, then next month come, now you didn't get the house, now you got to explain to people why you ain't got the house.
Yes.
So when you fasting, and when it fast over, when somebody say, do you feel new, now you got to make up a lie because you ain't feeling it. You ain't feeling nothing because you didn't fast for expectancy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You say fast for what?
Yes.
Expectancy.
But that's the thing. We have to rule out every other possibility.
Yes.
So except victory.
Once they know that a woman is pregnant.
Listen.
Yeah.
Day one, they called her expectant.
Yeah.
Because they know what's growing inside of her.
It's coming. Come on, man. Come on.
J-Ru, she just writing that. Sissy, you hear us? We ain't playing in here.
Listen. I got my hair combed back.
Listen,
I told
you. Ready.
Man, I'm so loving it because this is a teachable moment.
It's a teachable moment.
Because he who has an ear, let them hear. Because I'm hearing, when you go on your next fast, make sure you just don't go on it. Make sure you go with expectations.
Yes.
Make sure you go with crucifixion.
Right. Ladies, when you go to a beauty shop and you take your hat off and you tell her what style you want,
mm-hmm.
when she turn you back, she or he turn you back around that mirror, you expect a different look.
Mm-hmm.
When you fast.
That's right.
Yes.
When 21 days over, when you look in the mirror,
that's right.
You should see a change.
You should see a difference.
Yeah. If you're not willing to see a change in you, or you don't know the change that needs to happen, it's not time for you to fast yet.
Listen.
Wow.
That's just coming from Wendell.
Oh, my goodness. That is such a...
Don't join the gym if you don't want to sweat.
That's good stuff.
That is really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I love when Jesus, you know, came back on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come back the same way.
Nope.
And that's a lot of times when we are fasting or when, you know, people are turning down something to become new, we come back the same way.
Right.
You enter the room the same way.
Right.
You come back from the same direction. But when Jesus came back, he came back totally different. You've seen something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure everybody around the table have heard when people say, man, it's something about you.
Yeah.
I've heard that like three times this week.
Yeah. Me too.
Three times. And it's like, you know, this something about you. And, you know, this lady, she comes and she buy, you know, she's a lesbian or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So
she came.
Right. But that's what she came in, you know. And,
right.
But however, what really blessed me is that God will use anybody to tell you what you need to hear.
Yes.
You understand? So she came in and she was like, you know, I really, you know, I just wanted to come.
Yeah.
And I'm
like,
okay, I didn't know where it was going.
Right.
You know, she came in, she had a certain amount of money. She's like, you know, I just need to buy something, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I say, okay, well, this is this, and you know, the prices or whatever.
Right.
So I'm continuing, you know, conversation and things of that nature. And the first thing she said, you know what? It's something about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She say, you supposed to be doing something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You supposed to be somewhere. Mm-hmm. And she say, you don't supposed to stay still. She said, I don't even know why I'm telling you this.
Right,
I don't know why.
Right.
Wow.
She was like, I don't even come. She said, I don't even have the money to be here to buy
stuff. But I had to say something
to you. It's something I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't leave until she said it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was standing right there at the door.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I didn't know how to respond because she kept saying, you're supposed to be something.
Mm-hmm.
This is not all you're supposed to do. And the first thing she said, she's like, what else do you do? I said, well, I have a radio station.
Things of that nature.
She's like, you're supposed to be traveling. You can reach people.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach people. She said, you have a way.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, God is using you, and he's going to use you for more than what you're doing.
Wow.
And I say,
you see that?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now,
that's
coming from a person that I did not expect to even know God.
That's what I was going to say when you finish.
Me too. God has no respect for the person.
Like that man reached out and gave.
Come on now. And the worst part about it is, how dare you?
How exactly?
Yeah.
Put God in the box.
Hello, somebody,
and say he can't come in any kind of form, any kind of sexuality.
Yeah. Wow!
How dare you?
Wow!
We don't mind a child saying
Come on!
How dare us think he can't come with somebody that we ridicule?
Yes.
If he's smart.
Come on now.
The average person.
Uh-huh.
If you got expensive jewelry in your house. Wow. And you think somebody's going to break in, you're going to put it in the most unlikely places that a thief would think it ain't going to be in.
Come on, man.
So why wouldn't God come through the most unlikely?
Oh, my God.
That's why he said I'm there to the backslide.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, yes.
I want you to go to your phone.
Uh-huh.
And the four texts I sent you, the topics that I'm going to do for the morning show, we have mentioned them.
Yes.
Wow.
Every last topic. That was the last one.
Yes.
Married to the Backslider.
I
sent that to him.
Yes.
Why is that prophetically happening?
Come on, man. Yes.
Every podcast.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
Every last one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. He did.
God prepared me what to do.
Uh-huh.
When we get to the studio for the morning show, he gave me messages, and we had brought it up in every last one of them, every subject.
All prophetic. Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. That's wow.
Told you I combed my head. That's why I ain't wearing my hat. I want you to see it.
Yeah.
I want you to see my hairline.
All the salt and pepper pieces.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
So
this was good right here.
Yeah, great.
I wrote down a key to defeat the flesh. Choose the spirit-led desire. God wants you to follow instead of attacking the evil desire. Along the lines of what you just said.
Now listen.
Come on.
Wow.
So
this need to be a 2-hour podcast. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
Say that first part one more time. Say that first part.
Choose the spirit-led desire. God wants you to follow instead of the attacking evil desire.
So, okay, I'm going to jump right into this, and then I'm going to let anybody else go.
Come on. I got my skates on.
Job chose. Listen.
Yeah.
The woman with the issue of blood chose.
Yes. Come on.
Blind Bartimaeus
chose.
Yeah.
I told you I don't normally study, but when he sent it
John
to me, I thought about
chose.
All of this. They chose the path that they needed to follow.
Yes.
They didn't worry about what was worldly.
What was, come on, man.
They didn't worry about that. I don't need to worry about what you're doing to me, but I'm going to follow the one that put me on this path.
Right.
Yes.
Because he already laid the foundation for me. If I got to go through this.
By myself.
Mm-hmm. Rags to riches.
Uh-huh. I will.
Scorn to be blessed.
Yes.
Go through the fire.
Yes, sir.
And still come out never looking like
sir.
It. That's
what
you know. That's when you know you're on the right path.
You're on the right path.
Because I ain't worried about what's around me, but I'm going to stick to him.
Uh-huh.
Because he already chose my path before I could even choose it.
Right. So if I'm on the side of the road and I don't call some of y'all, it's because I know who coming.
Come on, man.
I know who coming. Because a lot of us are like blind Bartimaeus.
Yes.
A lot of us are like the woman with the issue of blood.
Yes.
A lot of people's marriages are going through the same thing with the 10 lepers. I'll explain that to you later.
Listen, come with it.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
It's some marriages. That's what I preach today. Some marriages that's going through. Like the 10 lepers.
You about to say that, sir?
Ooh-wee.
But when you said that first thing, it popped in my mind. Because like I said, I'm looking at it. Job.
Mm-hmm.
The woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
Lazarus.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All of them chose this.
Yes.
They didn't focus on anything else.
No.
That's right.
That's where the church has gone wrong.
Wrong.
Yes.
We focus on what Shanice got on.
Right.
Instead of looking past where Shanice is right
and
now.
And see what Shanice needs.
And see where Shanice's supposed to be going.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She's, I can't worry about where she is now.
Uh-huh.
My job is to help pray and push her to the next level she need to get to.
That's right.
I ain't worried about where she is right now because this is just temporary.
Right.
Come
because
on,
if
man.
I pray with her and I fast enough, with her, she's gonna get to where God has her to go. If we just stay on the
Yes, sir.
And it really brings me back to that song. He saw my
the best in me.
Come on, he saw the best in me. That's right.
And saw my needs.
And saw my needs.
Yeah, yeah,
man.
He'll use a nobody to tell everybody
about somebody who can save anybody.
That's what I knew because I was burping beer when I heard that song.
Come on,
and I said, you know what?
I believe God will use me now. And I got old English in my breath.
Listen.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I still knew the word, and see, I didn't know the word, but I could talk to somebody.
Well, see, I'm going to put this one out here.
Come on. Listen, throw it in the air.
Listen, okay, and I'm going to hush after this one.
Mm-mm, please don't.
The church is studying saying we need a revival.
Sin a revival.
We need a revival. No, what we need to do is kill some things.
Yes,
let some things die. Let the traditions die. Let your pride die. Let all of those things that was taught back then that ain't got you nowhere.
Right, right.
Let it die now.
Right.
So the real God can show up.
Yeah. That's why I use my words purposely. I said Golgotha.
Golgotha.
I didn't say the cross.
Come on, come on.
I said the hill.
Ooh.
See, y'all focus on the cross. No. Wow. I said the hill.
Come on, man. Yeah. Put it together.
I'm real selective of my words.
Bro,
take it to the hill.
To the hill, not just the cross.
No, forget the cross.
The hill.
That's Jesus' job.
Come on, man.
Listen, that's cross. But he taught us to go to the hill.
A lot of y'all think
the hill is a mountain or somewhere high where you can look down low at somebody.
No.
The hill is hell. It's somewhere here.
Come on.
That formed a hill.
Listen.
Where the cross was powerful enough to stand and bleed.
Man.
Oh.
Listen. Bro.
Whoa.
Don't play with me.
I'm done.
Bro.
I didn't say the cross.
That
was some heavy meat.
I can't carry nobody's cross. Matter of fact.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
My own cross is too heavy for me.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, it is. It's too heavy. Yeah. Now, hold on. You said it is the mountain, the hill. Yeah.
The hill, mm-hmm. Yes.
That carried, that held.
That held.
The cross.
The cross. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what with the blood?
It dripped down on the hill.
On the hill, yes.
So the blood within went in.
It went in the hill.
Yes, right.
With the rest of the dead things.
With the rest of the dead things.
And the blood was able to let the dead things.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about. Because when we get there,
oh my God.
The blood is already there for us.
It's already there.
Oh my goodness.
That's what he meant when he said, I took the sting from death.
Yes.
And victory.
Yes.
To the grave.
Yes.
I drip blood in there.
Listen. Wow.
That right there.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm done.
Y'all keep playing.
Understand.
They took them to a place that's horrible. Name the worst neighborhood in your city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. God.
Jesus is saying, I'm going there with your cross. I'm not going to Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm going to go to the worst city.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
And I'm going to drip blood. So that the worst city would now become
the best
city
because the blood. Because the blood. Yeah, it redeems.
Yes.
Ha.
God.
Ha.
I told you I'm done.
Now.
God Almighty.
We're gonna leave it right there.
And that's the reason why. That's the reason why we don't need to starve. We need to crucify. Because, such a good revelation right there.
I know what you
Such a good revelation because if we crucify.
Come on, sir.
And once the blood hits.
That's what I'm talking
once
about.
We Go ahead. I pass it to you.
Mm-hmm. Once the blood, once we start, once we bleed.
Yes, sir.
Once anybody that cuts bleed, we hear blood. It's almost a panic attack. But however, once we bleed.
What then happens?
Oh, my gosh. There's a healing.
There's a healing.
There's so much that happens when we bleed.
The platelets go to work. Mm-hmm. And they stack on top of each other.
Stack on top of each other. Mm-hmm.
And then the oxygen says, we're going to clot this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And keep moving. That clot then becomes what we call scab.
Scab. Yes, it, Yes, it does.
Many of us, when we peel away our scab, depending on your melanin, you will see a different, even complexion.
That's a new skin.
A new skin.
New skin.
It doesn't even have melanin yet. But if you leave it alone, if you touch it, it might itch. It might tickle. Mm-hmm. That's that new skin.
Oh, my goodness.
And later, just in case you need to go back, you can look at the scar.
That's better left.
But don't go telling everybody about the pain. Talk about the healing.
The healing.
But you ain't going to mention the scab. That's the dead part that you don't need.
It falls off.
The church is bleeding. But it will not coagulate, meaning come together. It will not stack on top of each other, meaning fasting and prayer. We won't have a spiritual platelet probe. We can't clot. And when we do clot, and then there's a scab, we put it on social media, and then that scab gets glorified. But the healing is ignored.
Come on, man.
Y'all know that's the truth.
It is.
It is.
Listen. Y'all know it's the truth.
Oh, my God.
We can name a church and name everything that went wrong in that church.
Yep.
When?
I know. I done blew through here.
Man.
Wow.
What are you saying? Bro. To the point, it was so much and so rich. I'm sitting here. I'm like, okay, God. I can't even digest it. I'm still chewing.
That's how I like to tell jokes. Laugh. But at the end of the day, you know the message is.
That thing was heavy.
I'm not even afraid anymore of Golgotha.
Yeah, that Golgotha. You hit me
with
that one.
That's a horrible place.
You hit me with that one, brother.
But when they talk about the
place that what? That has the blood.
It has the blood.
It has the blood, and it held the cross.
It held the cross.
Bro, you
messed up with that. By taking the living word to the worst place.
To the worst place.
Mm-hmm. And they took him to the worst place to make him look worse.
That's why.
And he beautified. He gentrified. Wow. And he sanctified.
Yes. They said, Master, why you hang with such people? Like, why do you eat?
Right.
He said, for the sick needs a physician.
Why Jesus is outside. That's why Jesus is outside.
Yes.
I ain't got nothing else to say. Because they won't teach that, bro.
They won't. No. They will not
teach. They teach the beauty.
The beauty. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
They teach the beauty.
Yeah.
Oh, they rolled away the rock.
Yeah.
That's why my other one was that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the stone rolled away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guarantee you that whoever really rolled that stone away knew about Golgotha.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of us know negative about something and somebody. But when Jesus touched you, you'll see the beauty in that same person that you know all the
dirt
about.
That's right.
He touched me.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
No matter who you are.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
So I want to oppose a question. I want to oppose a question.
Over here, she done passed out.
She's on it, man. I'm telling you.
No, we on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We came with the right spirit today.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to pose
it's
a question.
A new season.
It is a new season. Yes, it is. The question is, what have we resurrected? What have we crucified versus revived in our life? You know, and that could be from anything that we've went through or anything that we are going through that we know. Both the differences where reviving, you know, the starve of what we needed to really get rid of that we kept, because I'm very transparent when it comes to a lot of things that I kept starving.
Yeah.
Kept starving. I just kept starving it only to keep it alive just so that I can feed it when I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
And we've all have that thing in our life or that place or that person or however the case may be, because it could be anything, any form of anything, you know, what in your own words that we kept starving in our life when we needed to crucify it, to let it go. You know, some of us have relationships that we only starve. just because we don't want to let it go.
You can park right there, sir.
Yeah.
We starve relationship, meaning I only going to talk to him when I need him or just to keep him around.
Just enough to stay alive.
Just enough.
Yeah. Just enough to stay
and
alive.
And we even use a term, I feed them with a long handle.
That's a good one.
Instead of, why are you feeding it?
Why are you still feeding?
Why? Why? Ooh. Why are you watering a plant that only got stems? Ain't no leaves no more. Why?
My goodness.
You just making dirt pretty.
Yeah. Oh. Say that one more time.
Yeah, I've done it. It's a plant.
You're making dirt pretty.
You're just making dirt. It ain't dry no more. You're just making it dark again.
Wow.
You're just putting in just enough so that it has a better appearance.
I was going to say that.
That's
it
all.
It gives it an appearance. It gives the it illusion. Better
illusion.
That
illusion.
There's something maybe there.
Yeah, something's there.
Wow.
Or
the Bible said casting down imaginations. Right.
But at the same time, sometimes we water dirt just in case something new grow from it.
Mm.
And that's why sometimes we don't cut people off because they might know somebody down the road.
Ooh, listen.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want that person that we might need to say nothing negative about us. Mm-hmm. So we worry so much about our reputation. So we're not willing to kill our pride
and
our self-image enough to stand by ourselves.
So I'm going to take it down another avenue.
Come on.
I'll say grief.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I will say grief.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you pay attention to a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen. We go back to the graveyard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
In hope.
Yes.
That their body is still there.
Yeah.
Mm.
In reality, we know.
Yeah.
That body is going back to dust.
Yes.
But in hopes.
In hopes.
I have that grave to always run back to.
Back to it. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So I starve myself by not going to it on a regular.
Uh-huh.
But every now and then.
You choose a time.
I choose when I want to run back to it.
Uh-huh. Mm.
When in reality, I need to kill that side of me.
Right.
Mm.
For me to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad is, this weekend was the anniversary of my dad's death, March the 14th. So I tried to make myself sad.
Wow.
I tried.
Wow.
I tried.
Mm.
I tried to make myself, when I couldn't come,
mm-hmm.
that's really what it was. I was trying to make myself sad.
Wow.
I was trying to make myself feel. Mm. And because I didn't feel, I felt bad and I wasn't comfortable enough to even come out and talk because I wanted to feel bad. But the reason why I'm so high and mighty right now is because I know why.
And that's the key thing. That's the key thing.
I wanted to be hurt.
I wanted to revive that ache and that pain.
And because I didn't feel it on the 14th and I didn't feel it on the 15th, I felt some kind of way.
And that's humans. Mm. We thrive off of our emotions.
We were taught that.
Instead of killing some things. Yes. And that's why I can be honest today.
Yeah.
My dad has been gone almost 7 years.
Yeah.
The first couple of years, I ran down there. Every time a problem would hit me.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I would run down there and tell him before, because I couldn't tell nobody else. I didn't even tell God sometimes because I didn't feel like he understood my pain or my heart at sometimes. Mm. But I would run to that graveyard and I would tell my daddy, Daddy, do you see what they did to me?
Yeah, yeah.
In reality, I had to tell myself, Daddy is gone.
Yeah.
Daddy has done all that he could do for you.
Yeah.
Now this walk, you got to walk and you got to be a man and stand up and do what God has called you to do. And that's why I said it today, because there's a lot of people walking around running to these graveyards, looking at these tombstones when it's nothing there.
That is exactly what you just said, exactly what I'm going through.
Man.
And I felt that, how dare I, as much as my dad did for me, not feel.
Wow.
How dare you.
Wow.
Not feel. How dare you go to work and not listen to his favorites? How dare you? Mm. I let my hair grow out. I'm trying to do everything. How dare you not stop?
Yeah.
But what kind of person are you?
But if we would listen to God.
Yes, sir. But when God spoke to me,
listen,
I'm good. Mm-hmm. How I was so mad at me as a man.
Listen.
My dad met, he did everything. How dare I? I was so mad at me. I didn't want to come around people. I felt bad because I didn't feel bad. Because
you didn't feel bad. Wow. Listen. That's real.
But I'm sure God said, but I gave my son.
Listen, I gave mine. He tell us on the regular.
And how dare you?
We're just
not feel bad.
Through. And, that's why I tell people, like, I have to constantly remind my sister, because we lost my dad and then we lost my nephew.
I lost my dad, then my son.
Yeah, it was like back to back. And we like, listen, God, we ain't even got over this one.
Right.
But let's be honest. I lost a spiritual mom same year.
Yeah.
Then lost my dad. Then a couple years later, lost my nephew. And I'm saying to myself, like, okay. But every day, I had to tell myself, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing.
Right, right.
Until I told myself, okay, it's okay not to push.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's okay to listen to God now. Now I don't have to go to that graveyard. I don't have to tell my dad everything, because if he was here, he would already know the man that he upbirthed.
Yeah.
But better yet, he would know the man that God has already predestined me to be.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about it is we have to understand just that. God has already a plan for our lives.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No matter how hard it is, no matter how many tears we cry, no matter how real it gets, God knows all things. And that's the thing about it. That's why I said grief, because we can talk about a lot of things. Lord knows y'all don't see me crying a lot.
Yeah.
Because I keep so much bottled in.
Right, right, right.
But grief is one thing that a lot of people don't want to kill.
And they don't want to teach it.
They don't want to kill.
And I wish somebody would have taught me that it's okay
to let it be.
To let it be.
Mm-hmm.
You're not throwing nobody away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't, I was like, normally the whole month of March, I can't. I don't perform in March. I don't perform in July when mom died. And I'm like, both parents would be like, boy, get that money.
Get, Keep going.
But in my mind, how dare I?
And that's the thing they tell us. They tell us on a regular, if we listen to their voice, the things they taught us, they tell us to challenge it. Like me, December, like my dad was big on Christmas. He died around Christmas time. So I'm like, I get in that funk. I had to tell myself, nope.
Right.
Before I sit here and let depression or anxiety or any of that take me, I'm going to celebrate.
Yes.
I'm going to celebrate the life that you live. You was here 77 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And God gave you 77 years with me.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to live until I get your age and pray that God gives me longer than he gave you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to celebrate instead of sitting here and drowning in my sorrows.
And it's, you said it. It's ours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we it's kind of like that security blanket. It's dirty, it's raggedy, but you carrying it around. And then when someone steals it, you spend all day getting mad because you don't have it. But that's what that is. Yeah. You know, we sometimes we need an excuse to be down.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we use mourning.
Yep.
We use grief to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But even while I was talking, I was thinking about my dad.
Yeah.
The fact is, I had to leave that at Golgotha. Not at a cross.
Listen.
Because I can't carry my dad's spirit.
I need that blood. What can wash me clean?
Mm-hmm.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing.
Nothing.
But the blood.
But the blood.
And y'all keep thinking it's at a cute place. It's at one of the worst places.
It's at one of the worst places.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
See, we all needed this right here.
Absolutely.
And I felt it was going to happen.
Wow.
I was on myself. I was on me. I was on me hard.
Woo.
And I don't beat myself up a lot.
This new season, y'all this see new what season. We coming for?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, we with T-Rudd right now. See, I'm glad she in that realm right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Because she's learning from us.
There's lessons that she needs.
From us.
Script that she needs. Yeah.
From black men that don't mind being vulnerable enough to say, baby,
we been there.
We been there.
Yes. We know what it feels like.
What I tell you about that train, we can't ride it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when it stops...
Come on.
We right here waiting on you. Listen.
We. See, it's a seat. I might not be still sitting in that seat, but it's a seat the window was sitting in.
Yeah.
Trust and believe.
Yeah.
Trust and believe.
Follow the path.
Yeah.
It ain't easy and it ain't pretty.
It ain't pretty.
It is not pretty.
But it's real.
Mm-hmm. This will a journey will yeah. take.
What's that old term? And it was funny you said that. That term that they say, some people like to take the path less
traveled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
The road is broad and narrow. Some take some less travel. Yeah.
And it's because they have fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Be not fearful. Do not fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally written 365 times in the Bible.
But okay, I know we got to go. But T-Rudd, I go back to even your scripture that you use. Even though I walk through the valley.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of the shadow.
Uh-huh.
Of death.
Uh-huh.
You had to walk through it.
Yes.
To get to your next destination.
Right.
And that's the thing I had to understand is when I lost my father, I had just enrolled in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting ready to start culinary school. And I'm like, all right, daddy going to see me do all of these things. God snatched him before the first day of school. And I'm asking myself, why would you do that?
You're trying to confuse me.
Why would you do that? I serve you. I do all you tell me to do. Why would you do that? Why do I got to walk through this valley of the shadow of death now?
Uh-huh.
But I understood my life wasn't my own.
Right.
To him do I belong.
Right.
Yeah.
When it gets heavy, to him I still belong. Mm-hmm. He'll carry that load if you just let it go.
Yeah. And remember, it says the shadow of death.
The shadow of death.
Some things was meant to kill us in the process. But because of him who we serve.
Yeah.
It couldn't harm us because he already had a fence around us.
Mm-hmm.
And camping us around folks that would push us and would encourage us to do better, to keep going when it don't seem like I want to keep going. That's the thing about it. That's the thing. That's how awesome he is.
Mm-hmm. I still got family members when I graduated with my doctorate and law degree. They didn't say, why didn't you come? Why didn't you call us so we can come be in the audience? And again, I was beating myself up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my mom and daddy can't be.
Can't be there. Wow.
Y'all can't replace it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to look up.
Nope.
I love y'all.
Nope.
I know you support me. But I'm still feeling some kind of way.
Ain't nothing like
I can't look up at them.
The love of them.
But you know
what? I'd rather nobody be there. Yep. Not even the woman I was dating at the time. I didn't even. Yeah.
But you know what helped me? And you brought it up too when you clean out the refrigerator. Yeah. When things are now there, when things are not there that we know to be there. And we knew we can lean and depend. We can trust that was our person. Who now, and this is what helps me because I recently lost mine.
Mm-hmm.
And who do we put there in that lost
I gave her that
spot,
lesson.
In that lost area, in that place that we now feel deserted?
Yeah.
And we feel by ourselves alone because we have put them in a place in our life.
Above others.
Above others.
Above all.
Above a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the people that we go to genuinely.
Yeah.
And this is where I believe God is really saying, put me there.
He a void filler.
He a void filler.
He's a void filler. Mm-hmm.
Put me there. When you don't feel you know where to go, how to do things. You don't know the direction.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking the same questions you ask that person that's no longer there.
Yeah.
Put me there.
But you said something at the beginning when you first started talking, and Big Win said it, the refrigerator. If we would look at it, those belongings the same way.
The same way. Yeah.
Sometimes he's telling us, empty out that closet.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Let go
come
of
on.
Those
yeah.
things.
Come on.
I got stuff.
Because you're literally holding on
that's,
to grief.
That's the tombstone. That's the tombstone. That's the graveyard.
My daddy like Chow Chow. I still have that jar of Chow Chow.
Listen.
In the back, but I can walk. I can tell you. Open my refrigerator. I can tell you where to reach your hand and touch that Chow Chow.
Listen.
Wow.
I was just like,
wow.
Listen. I got his car. I had his car. I had his wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I had his jewelry. Remind you, my mom and my dad were still married.
Uh-huh.
I took all of it because I took care of him at the end. I was at the doctor. All of that. So I had all of this in my possession. But I didn't start healing until I started letting it go.
Yeah. Oh,
mama, yeah. You, mama, you can have the jewelry.
Yeah,
he used to have change that he would put in the little thing. Mama, you can have that.
It's hard.
Clothes. It's hard. Y'all want some of his clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you need some clothes? Mm-hmm. Oh, here you go. When I started releasing,
that's so hard. It's funny because the way I felt, I would have felt bad.
No,
but I agree with you 1,000%.
I did the same way.
The house, my house in Brassfield had 3 levels. My father got sick. I had to hurry up and get a 1 level. Mm-mm. I didn't even want to get rid of the house I'm in because I bought it to take care of my daddy.
Listen.
Wow. That's wow.
I don't use the room back there, the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I got 2 bedrooms and a bathroom, but the door stays shut so the dog don't go in there.
Nope.
The whole area that was my dad's to take care of my dad. This is even after my ex-wife left. I gave the furniture away. They're empty. Listen. You can come to my house and they're empty.
Listen, and that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. Letting go of those things is a process.
But now I feel so...
Listen.
This Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I am so different.
Yeah. Listen.
I am so different.
I had his clothes.
I had to.
I had it all.
Because I felt like a failure. And I've never in my life, Wendell Powell, never... Mm-mm. Ever felt like a failure.
Wow.
Ever in my life. I can honestly, arrogantly say I've never, ever felt like a failure. But I felt like a failure.
Woo.
Listen, we're going to leave this subject alone.
Before we exit, y'all want to say anything? Add to it?
No, this was great. Like it's refreshing. And I feel like there's a healing taking place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And It's just refreshing. This is a revival.
Come on.
Yeah. So there's nothing to add to that. Like this was great. The atmosphere is perfect for healing, for peace, joy, love, to be healed, all of that.
And the sad thing is this is not happening at a church.
No.
It's happening when 5 people agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
We're all on one accord.
All on one accord.
It didn't take a fast.
Yeah, it didn't. No.
Key.
It didn't take a preach word.
That sounds like Tim.
Like, it took God's word and us being on one accord.
That's what it took.
And us agreeing.
And I will say this 100%.
And testimony.
You're right. When black men become more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You get the real message.
Yeah.
See, I'm sorry.
Won't get this from me too many more times.
Yes. Yeah, and look, I'm about to say, because I won't be petty later.
But it was beautiful. I sat here and I watched and I heard and there was no judgment.
Yes.
It was
all comfortable.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll cry in front of anybody.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
I just want to say thank you.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process.
It is.
Some is new in it. Some of us have been in it for a while.
Yeah.
So don't look at your process and try to jump to our stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll tell anybody, even though I just said grief, I will tell anybody, walk through it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because when you jump from 1 to 7, you have to come back and still go through 2 through 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would tell you, walk through it
mm-hmm.
and find your pace in it.
Yeah.
But while you're finding your pace in it, you tell God, I need you to show me the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because like I said, I won't sit here and lie to anybody, live or us in the room. It wasn't an easy process and it wasn't a pretty process. It was days I wanted to lay in the bed, didn't care about money, didn't care about kids, didn't care about anything.
Yeah.
I wanted to lay there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I had to keep telling myself, get up and keep going.
Yeah.
I just enrolled in school.
Mm-hmm.
My first day was less than 30 days of putting him in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I'm riding down the road going to Jamestown some days, tears filling my eyes.
Mm.
Got to get out the car and straighten my face because I got to walk in this class by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to tell God,
mm-hmm.
God, you got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can't go through and finish this degree unless you heal me of this. And that's the process. That's why I tell you, walk through it. But understand you around a table of people
mm-hmm.
that will support you.
Yes.
Pray with you and believe God with you
mm-hmm.
through the process. Not just Tiffany, but those of you that is listening.
That's right.
Listen. Yeah. Make sure, we say it all the time, make sure you are around people. Make sure those around you that are kept around you
mm-hmm.
know God is going to push you through whatever season you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Woo.
Mm. I don't think,
you don't even know how to end it. He hitting all kinds of buttons.
I was like, that don't sound right.
Yeah. We don't know where we're at right now. But that's a resurrection.
Yes, yes.
That's when you, for some reason, we all realize that when we know the story, but imagine us the way we're talking right now. We didn't know the story when we grieved. We didn't know the story when we were down. Because we know the story, how dare us not worship him even more for the resurrection?
Man. Come on, man.
Because sometimes what resurrects is the message that we needed. And we would hate to say the reason why Mario's dad left right before that is because that made Mario focus.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ooh.
You know what I mean? I didn't go back to get my doctorate until my mom died, and I didn't want to be around nothing else, so I just went to school.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 57 years old, went back. Wow. Why would I do that? Good job and everything else. I don't want to talk to people.
Mm.
So I'm going to be too busy studying to deal
with your emotions. Yep. That's the thing.
Us black men have learned to run from our emotions
instead of facing
them. I've done the same thing.
I literally.
I had three jobs.
Yes.
When I got divorced, I had three jobs.
I know exactly. When I got divorced.
Wow.
But I had three jobs.
We can really go there.
Yeah. I did not want to deal with me.
Come on.
That part.
No.
That part.
Face reality that. I'm alone.
Too busy to look at this.
Just busy.
Wow.
Busy. Yeah. Trust me. I know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Do you know sign?
I know too.
You know sign?
No.
Oh. Not a lot.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah, so listen. Oh my gosh. Wow. You was too busy. That was strong right there. Wow.
Believe that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That. Whoo.
You know what button to push now?
Yeah, I know what.
I'm sorry.
Okay. He's just making a whole nother tune.
I thought we had an intermission.
I know what button to push. Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, push the button.
My thing's still playing. Oh, man. All right, so we're going to definitely wrap this thing up, man, and get everything going. So, listen.
Big win.
But, yo, listen, this has been this topic was bananas.
I don't know what happened to y'all church.
But we had church.
And yeah. I need a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I need a clean time.
Yeah, you need a clean time.
This is definitely Digi.
Bottles of water.
I need some eye drops. I done put this towel on my eye.
Yeah, they like almost red.
I do what? It ain't from crying, it's from dirt. I'm on this rag.
Oh my gosh. But this has been a man, this I love this topic, and I'm glad we was definitely transparent in it. And listen, so I'm your boy Seven Mr. Artist. I'm your brother, I'm your nephew, I'm your cousin, but I ain't your daddy.
And I'm your boy Big Win. And this time you ain't had to turn my mic off.
Yes.
And I am the Shanice with Spiritual Oxygen.
Yes.
And it's your boy Mario, the Silent Assassin.
We already know Jesus is
outside.
Peace.